gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward.
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lapp and I'm delighted to be joined by Captain Tommy Kyle. Hi, this evening, sir.
Hi, how are you doing? This is your captain speaking.
You well?
Yes, I am. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, yeah. As I say, it's hot.
It is warm. It is warm. We're flying currently at about 10,000 feet and we're very close to the sun.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's very warm up here in the cabin. We've got the aircon on and the sky's very clear from up here.
I wish we had aircon. I work in the town hall. It was built in the 18-something. And there's no aircon in this building. Before we get on to promoting Hustle wrestling events, I just wanted to get to know you a bit better. So how long have you been wrestling?
So I've been wrestling now for, I'd say, about 2 years.
Yeah.
I've been training definitely for 3 years. And I guess I would have started, I think, at my first singles match about maybe 8 months in.
Wow, that's cool.
Training, I think. So, yeah, maybe just over 2 years.
Cool. And how long have you been a wrestling fan?
Oh, God, that's a... I was definitely a fan when I was younger, when I was about 6 or 7. But my parents were very anti wrestling, so I ended up not watching it for a long time, and then I think I came back into it about 2008 or 2009, just when ECW, the new brand, was wrapping up.
Yeah.
I think I was like, oh, what? ECW when I was young was a lot different from what this was.
Yeah, that's
I quite like the new stuff, even though a lot of people really didn't like it. It intrigued me quite a lot, and I just don't know. I thought it was a more, because of all the high flying spots and the more extreme, I guess you could say indie moves.
I'll say, if you tuned in, it was starting
to now appear on WWE, so that kind of hooked me.
Yeah, if you're tuned into the new ECW, expecting to see ECW, you'd be disappointed, but it was like a proto NXT, I thought.
Yeah, there was definitely bits of it. I mean, there's. I was always interested in seeing like the new superstars they would put in. Unfortunately, not all of them really did anything, but there was a couple of names like DJ Gabriel, who I remember I really liked.
Oh, he was a dancer, wasn't he?
He was a dancer. He had Alicia Fox.
Alicia Fox, ballet. Yeah.
And he was. I don't know why, but I really liked him. Yeah, unfortunately, nothing ever really came of him, sadly.
Yeah, a few people came through the system. Kofi Kingston, CM Punk, or...
Yeah, Kofi. Yeah, absolutely. Kofi's one, like, obviously our WWE champion now, so he started there. So, yeah, no, there's absolutely a load of people there. Jack Swagger, who's obviously now Jake Hager in the Bellator world, but he's fantastic now.
So, who were some of your favourite wrestlers growing up?
Growing up? How controversial can we be on this podcast?
Chris Benoit was
genuinely my favourite growing up.
Yeah.
I just thought he's really stood out. He was really, really aggressive. He had great technical acumen. Amazing on the mat game. I just really liked him. I really liked his theme music. I liked his finish. He had really good storylines about him. The Mania match with him, Triple H and Shawn Michaels, is one of my favourite matches.
Yeah.
Just for how memorable it was, because I remember him winning and never expecting him to win. And that was really good. But it's obviously the black mark on that because of what obviously happened later in life, which is obviously tragic. But
yeah, he was one of my favourites. Was there a wrestler you wanted to mold your style around when you started training?
When I first started, if I wanted to try and style that basically Kyle O'Reilly, Matt Riddle, the MMA type background. Because
oh, yeah.
I had a little bit of experience in Taekwondo and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu when growing up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I'll try and implement this into my wrestling. But then, as going on, it was clear that there was a lot of MMA type gimmicks about that could do it as well, a hell of a lot better than I could. So instead of pursuing that and becoming just another one of the sheep sort of in the flock, but yeah. also sheep with less ability than the others in that flock, I thought, what if I tried and did something a bit different, which is where the pilot was born.
Yeah, so how did you come up with the pilot gimmick?
So the pilot actually came up, I can't take 100% responsibility for the pilot gimmick.
Yeah.
I was, we were coming, me and Wrestling Memes, were coming back from a seminar, and we were discussing, like, I need some character apart from this, you know, me, because I need something that people can, like, associate or can relate to, like, oh, he's a fireman, he's a policeman, something basic.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, what about if you did, like, a pilot thing and you did, like, I don't know, pilot-type moves, or you came out to something like Sinatra or something like that. Oh, I was like, okay, I'll work with it. And it was just going to be for this one Halloween-type themed show. So I bought some pilot gear, and I was like, oh, well, I'll try it out this show just for a laugh because everyone's doing something like Halloween-type, I'll be a pilot. And then it got over really... like, way more than I thought it would. it just kind of evolved since then. I've worked in it. I've spent more money on pilot jackets. Now it is the captain of the Kyle High Club in Flourish.
So how's the character evolved over the 2 years?
Well, when he was starting off, he just came in. He was sort of just a... 10-pound fancy dress pilot jacket wearing guy, basically. Where now he is a lot more, depending on what you want him to be, if he's a face, he's a lot more George Clooney kind of style, suave, comes in, salutes all his passengers, shakes hands, thanks them for flying with him. If he's heel, he'll look at the crowd, like, get angry at them because they fly EasyJet and Ryanair and laugh at them.
Sounds good.
My last show, I got a Virgin Air chant at me, which I was not quite sure how to react to that. I would never fly Virgin Air. it's very easy to pull up with the character because it's something, if you take like an angle or an idea, like just taking a flight, people always try and book cheap flights somewhere. They always try and, like, look. And then if it's Europe, they'll always do something like EasyJet, Ryanair, Virgin Atlantic. It's very easy to take that niche sort of hill, I'm better than you kind of thing. Oh, you fly Ryanair, you fly EasyJet. Like, I hear those, like, flights are, like, £10 or whatever. You must be poor, blah, blah, blah. And it can work fantastically as hill. And then in face, I obviously just don't say that because I don't want to bury myself. that's sort of how it is now. And I try and incorporate some pilot-type tendencies into my matches, even though this is still a work in progress.
Yeah.
But that's the idea. So, like, things like aeroplane spins, obviously, which someone pointed out to me. Isn't it strange it's called an aeroplane spin?
Not propeller.
Because you're going round. So, you know the move, the fireman's carry. You spin round. Airplanes don't do that, do they?
No, you think it'd be called a propeller.
No, it's more of a helicopter spin, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Like, I would just go straight if it was an airplane spin, wouldn't I?
Mm. You can run around with the shoulders, your arms out.
Exactly. I think it's a poorly named move, personally.
So, yeah, you've kind of alluded to your first match, but take us back to your first match. What do you remember about it? Who was against? In hindsight, was any good?
So, my first match... was against a man called Toby Clements, who is someone who's trained via Brookside.
Yeah.
So his technical game is phenomenal, as is just general wrestling game. So I was very out of my depth. Also, at this point, I wore the worst possible gear because I was still thinking that I would do a bad MMA gimmick. So at this point, I was wearing literally a black video game t-shirt and a pair of MMA shorts with some kick pads and boots. So, and I would not take the shirt off during the match as well, because for some reason I thought that that's what cool wrestlers do now. They keep their shirts on.
Yeah.
Because, Tetsuya Naito does in Japan. That means surely me in my first match, I can do it too, and it's justifiable. it really was. But yeah, the match itself, for a singles match, my first singles, it wasn't as bad as it could have been. It was still not great, but I don't think anyone thinks their first match is fantastic. But it was okay. Toby Clemens is like fantastic. Probably one of the best technical wrestlers we've got in the country, and he's very, very underrated, I think, or he hasn't got the exposure that he deserves, one of those two. So he obviously guided me through. And yeah, no, I learned a lot in that match. And yeah, it was definitely the sort of the start of a progressive journey for me.
Yeah, nearly 2 years of interviewing wrestlers, I think one has enjoyed the first match. Well, she loved her first match. She says she still goes back and watches it now.
No way! Oh, man. I still will watch it occasionally.
Yeah.
But only to be like, if someone goes, oh, do you remember your first match? And be like, yes, this is all the stuff that I will never do again. this is Toby. You should book him, pretty much. But that's about it. But yeah, no, if you have pride and you enjoy your first match, then more power to you. Absolutely fantastic.
So what do your friends and family think about your wrestling?
Family are... they've come around a bit to it now.
Yeah.
I think when they first started, they were like, oh, you're not going to try that wrestling, are you? And I was like, I am. Because at the point I was working, but I wanted kind of a hobby. I wanted something physical, but also theatric, and including performance. And I was like, you know what? Childhood dream, let's give wrestling a go. And yeah, so I tried that. And then over the years, where I've been obviously getting more bookings and I've been going more up and down the country, they've come round to it like, oh, so it's more than just a, you know, like city club thing that they put on in your local town hall.
Yeah.
Like every couple of months. So yeah. It's like, yeah, no, it's, I think they're starting to realize that like the wrestling boom we're in now is like massive, because now they're always saying, oh, I'm seeing all these posters in my local town for like, you know, a wrestling show. And it's like, yeah, there's like so many wrestling shows in so many different places every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And like, over that wasn't the case, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago.
No, definitely not.
And it's brilliant now we're in that boom. It's so, so like rewarding for everyone. It's great to see as well.
Hello, this is the mayor of Chop City, Gino Ramsey, and you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
Right, so this Saturday, July 27th, you will captain Team Kyle. So you had a huge 8-man tag match against Team Invincible, who's captained by Justin Invincible. I'm sure I've seen Justin Invincible. I recognise the name.
But Justin Invincible.
Justin Invincible. Yeah.
Well, it's remaining to be seen.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's invincible. I'm fairly sure that there'd be more news exposure if someone was invincible about it. I'm fairly sure it'd be in the press more. But it's a cute name. It's a cute nickname.
Yeah, so how did you go about picking your team?
Well, Wrestling Memes just told me he was on my team.
Yeah, I saw that video.
So, okay, yeah. I mean, he's a big guy, so I'll definitely have a big dude on my team. He's under the impression now that he's my co-captain, which isn't quite the case, but he's on my team. Another fella is a guy by the name of Adam Routh, who is the modern-day Shakespeare.
He's a fantastic
talent. Very, very, very good. As you can probably tell by his name, he is the Shakespeare of the modern day. He speaks in limerick and rhyme, and he can back it up in the ring. We've had a match before at Hustle in a gauntlet. I did barely get the win over him, but he is fantastic, and I'm very happy to have him in my team. And I can announce the fourth member on this podcast, actually. The fourth member is the Grindstone, Rob Aim, who is one of Hustle's hardest working prospects, and he has a lot to prove in this tag match. I reckon he'll be able to shine, show what he can do. He's been out a little bit with a shoulder injury at the moment, but
right, okay.
I think this is his first match back. I might be wrong, but yeah, it's definitely his first match with this much exposure that's going on, this much social media attention, so I'm happy for him. I'm happy to have him on my team. Yeah, I think I've got a very strong lineup, personally.
So what should the listeners expect from a Hustle event if they've never been to?
Okay, yeah. So the Hustle, so for those who don't know, Hustle is a training school in Enfield, which is run by WWE UK's Sid Scala.
Oh, wow.
Who is a fantastic trainer. The amount that he knows is actually ridiculous. Like, I don't know how one person could have that much knowledge in their brain. It's crazy. But, he is the trainer for Hustle and Enfield. And Hustle, every couple of months or so, every few months, will put on a showcase show, which is to mainly show some of their growing talent that is training or attending that Hustle school. Also, they've got people on the card such as Gabriel Kidd, Pretty Deadly, Sam Stoker, and Lewis Howley. They've also got Nina Samuels against the up-and-coming Mariah May, who's been making waves recently.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a student showcase, but the ability and talent at Hustle is so high that it's just like a show. You wouldn't think it's a student showcase just watching it.
Wow, yeah. So it's got a really good card. So you've got, as you mentioned, some of them, but Smashing Mike, who's one best up and coming wrestlers.
The Smashing One, yeah. The Smashing Mike. Literally, the world is his oyster right now. He is fantastic. Like, he's got so much potential, and he's only about, I think he's just over a year in training. And he's wrestling Gabriel Kidd.
Gabriel Kidd's one of my favorites on the British scene.
It's brilliant, right? It's so good.
Gabriel Kidd's only 22 or 23, so he's dead. He's stupidly young.
It's horrible, isn't it? It's horrible seeing him that young. But yeah, the young bull, Suplex Athlete, Shibata picked now. He's Gabriel Kidd's killing it as well. So that match, Smashing Mike versus Gabriel Kidd's going to be amazing. So good.
Yeah, friend of the show, Mr. Charles Crawley.
Oh, yeah.
You had a recent match with him,
yeah.
He'll be debuting for the company against Rudy Ryan.
Rudy Ryan. He will be, yeah. Crawley.
Yeah.
Known him for quite a while now. Faced him in different tags. Had our first singles match the other day at Hope, actually, which was... story maybe for later, but against Rudy Ryan, who is again just one of those people who's like about a year in and just has ridiculous amounts of talent, I can't wait to see that match as well. They're both in ridiculously good shape, Rudy and Charles, and they both have so much to gain, so much to learn from this match, and it will just be amazing to watch. So yeah, that match will be awesome as well. There's not a bad match on the card.
No.
I don't believe in bad matches on any card, but all the matches are big and have value, which is great.
So I'm not familiar with Arthur Starlick and the Blighters.
So Arthur Starlick is how to describe Arthur Starlick. He runs a Victorian-esque gang known as the Blighters.
Oh, right.
Very Victorian-esque, and if you ask them, they run London, which isn't true, because we have much of a worse person running London right now, as you may have heard from yesterday. But Arthur Starrett is, to his detriment, a very good wrestler. I don't like saying that, but he is a very good wrestler, as is everyone in the Blighters. But unfortunately, they have to resort to underhanded tactics to win. They either have all of them outside the ring, like a pack of wolves picking off, or he gets the enforcer, which is the big lad, Tom, I can't remember his second name. He just hits people very hard if Arthur doesn't want to.
Sounds like a great gimmick.
it's It is good. It is a good gimmick. Yeah, it is a very good gimmick. And they're all very hard workers. Again, they are all pretty much born and bred from Hustle. The exception, I think, of Arthur, who has been doing it a little bit longer, but he's definitely come into his own via Hustle. But yeah, no, they are, I hate to admit it, but they are very, very, very good.
Yeah, and they're up against them pretty deadly, and who are very impressive in the few matches I've seen of them.
Yeah, they are. Damn those boys. Yeah, pretty deadly. They're pretty deadly. There's nothing really else to say about that. They are pretty and they are deadly. They've got their tag team name right down. But yeah, no, they're fantastic. I think if anyone was to look at two boys that I'm not like currently say in the leagues of, I don't know, your Pete Dunne's, your Tyler Bates and that, and you're looking for the next ones that are going to come,
mm-hmm.
It's Lewis Howley and Sam Snicker for sure.
Yeah, and then the final match I've been announced is Mariah May versus NXT UK's Nia Samuels. So.
There is, yep. Mariah May is Hustle's standout project for sure. She's was the first one there on day one of opening Hustle.
Wow.
And she's literally attended, I think, more or less every training session. Every day training session I've been there, she's been there, and I'm obviously a fan, she's been there when I haven't. But yeah, she's a fantastic athlete. Just loads and loads of charisma as well. And she's got the drive to do it, which is really nice. She wants to be everywhere. She wants to like be the best. She wants to be champion everywhere, which is the attitude you've got to have.
Yeah.
And I reckon like very, very soon she's going to have all of that as well. She was also in the, one of the women in the first, women's NXT UK tryout, which is fantastic. A huge achievement for just over a year in of training.
Wow.
Huge achievement. So yeah, and Nina Samuels needs no real introduction. NXT UK, fantastic, fantastic talent. Brutal in the ring, narcissistic on the mic when she wants to be, but she can back it up in the ring. I wouldn't want to mess with Nina Samuels.
No, yeah, she's great. So you can see Team Kyle versus Team Invincible this Sunday at Hustle Wrestling Summer Showcase at Edmonton County School in Emmerfield.
That's the one.
So where else can people see you in the near future?
So they can see me at on Sunday, the following day, I am at Hope Future in Shirebrook Welfare. So Hope Future is a branch from the wrestling promotion Hope.
Yeah.
That works sort of around Leicester, Mansfield area, up north, about 3 hours from any normal destination. but yeah, they have some fantastic talent there. I wrestled Charles Crowley last Friday.
Yeah, I read Friday.
We had a really good match, and the other people in the car were people like Damian Dunn, CJ Carter, if you know him, Elijah and LK Messenger from Dragon Pro. Just some fantastic talent there as well. Hope Future, this Sunday I am against the Prince of Hearts, Alex Cupid, and I'm also against a fellow called Damian Valentine. He's a pretty lad, don't know much about him, but yeah, that should be fun. I'm obviously going to win because I'm the future of Hope, so yeah. But that's where they can see me next, which will be in Shirebrook Welfare on Sunday.
Yeah, and then you've got Sacrifice Pro 26 soon as well.
Yes, I do. Yeah, that's August the 11th, where I will be challenging for the Sacrifice Heavyweight Championship, or the Ultimate Sacrifice Championship. And that will be in a fatal four-way against Cy Gregory, Tim Lee, and one mystery opponent to be announced on that show date.
Wow.
So what Sacrifice have done, which is really clever, and I think it's a really interesting way of choosing who challenges for the title, is that they've had district elimination matches. So those districts are six-way matches for each kind of wrestler. So they've had a six-way for the tag division.
Alright.
They've had a six-way for the cruiserweight division, which was the one that I won. And they're going to have a six-man for the heavyweight division.
That's a really interesting idea.
It's very good. So you're going to get all different styles in that Fatal 4-Way on August the 11th, which is fantastic. Again, it's not going to matter because I'm going to win, but it's still interesting to have that variety for fans to watch.
And then you're also appearing for Ultimate British Wrestling, Big Trouble in Little Letchworth.
I will be, yes, in some capacity. I will be wrestling or in attendance, or I'll find something or someone to fight in September. That'll be interesting because that UBW, which, big shout out to UBW because, as I mentioned, they were my very first trainers. Paul Ash, whose name gets thrown around but not near credited enough.
He is
my trainer to start me off, and yeah, he's the blood and soul of UBW. So big shout out to Paul and UBW. But moving on to the show, yeah, that will be the debut of the pilot, Captain Tommy Caldez. That's the only promotion that is yet to make its appearance.
Wow. Yeah, so you're planning to have another match at Crowley for the heavyweight championship in the future?
Somewhere down the line. Yeah, I mean, I'm fairly sure Crowley has some business with some other opponents before that. I mean, he's got Sunset Skip on the 23rd of September at that UBW show. He has Sunset Skip, which will be an interesting match. And then, who knows? I mean, Crowley bested me at Hope, unfortunately, on Friday, but that's because the Mansfield Town were really distracting and putting me off.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously, I wasn't going to be at my best because they just smelled really bad and they kept annoying me and they kept chanting Virgin Air at me. And, like, that's really distracting when you're trying to win.
Yeah.
So, that's why I lost. But I will easily beat Crowley if we have another match. Easily.
This is the Emperor Drake Winter, and you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
Yes, how would you like to change people's perception of pro wrestling?
That's a good question. I think nowadays, people's perception of wrestling is changing more rapidly than ever, just because of its exposure and how, like I was saying earlier, how massive it is now.
Yeah.
Like, it can't necessarily be ignored. And also, when you look at WWE and they do now all these kind of big events, such as like the Super Showdowns and stuff, where they get Undertaker and Goldberg and all those names back.
Yeah.
Anyone who was watching as a kid and didn't watch anymore, that's like their callback to be like, hey, look, we're bringing these back. Like, you know, you wanted to see this match when you were younger. And those people go, oh, I might actually watch that. And they watch the event and they watch wrestling, what it is now. And it's so much different from what it used to be. And some people, like, I'm not a fan and prefer what it used to be, but a lot of people that I've spoke to are pleasantly surprised and then have gone on to take an interest in just watching wrestling, which is fantastic. But to answer your question, if I was to change anything about people's perspective of wrestling, it would be the whole perspective that it's choreographed / fake.
Yeah.
Because it's not, and any wrestler will tell you that. Are we UFC, Bellator, MMA? No. We are a storyline-telling business. We like to tell stories, and we like to put on entertainment. We are still bumping in a ring with wooden floorboards and metal posts.
Yeah.
Every bump sucks. Every fall from the top rope, every chop, every club, every kick sucks. So that part of it is not at all scripted or worked on at all. But again, it goes back to what they're saying with everything else. Like, people are now coming to the realization that it doesn't, like, have to be MMA or Bellator to be entertaining. Like, there's been so...
UFC's the most boring thing ever.
So people wouldn't let you just say that. Jeez.
I've sat through a few events just bored off my head.
No way, really?
Yeah, I still get it. I get why people like it, but
I think that's the competitive nature, whereas when you, if you've been a wrestling fan for a while, you are more interested in storylines and big moments rather than we're in the fourth round and still no one's knocked out yet. I think that's the only thing that people kind of look for in an MMA fight, is that big knockout or big submission or something like that. But there's no build up to it. That's not discrediting all MMA fights. There's been some fantastic MMA fights that have been awesome to watch. But yeah, wrestling is just that storytelling machine that can tell stories, and I just think that's what puts it in a completely different league.
And I think if you can't find any type of wrestling these days that you like, then you're never going to be a wrestling fan, because everything's so accessible.
Yes, yeah, you're so right. And everything, like, there's so many different variants of wrestling now. There's, like, obviously comedy, there's the WWE style, there's the indie style, there's, is it Bloodsport in the US, where they try and do it as much as Bellator as possible. Yeah. They take, like, all the ropes off the side of the ring, and I was watching that the other day. I've never seen that before. That's interesting. You've got US, you've got Japan, you've got the UK. And like you say, also accessible now on like all the Japan World, WWE Network. Anything you want, just typing it in, you'll be able to see it. And like you say, I'm sure you'll find something for you. And if you don't like it, I agree with you. I don't think wrestling is for you.
So what advice would you give to somebody just starting off in the business?
Don't rush.
No.
It's a very, very long game. And this is me saying it, who's still very early in the game. But the more like time you put into it, and so the more you care on it, the more you work on everything, the easier it comes and the more you'll get noticed. I feel weird giving sort of advice in the extent that I'm still very new to it myself. I consider 2 years still quite early on. So I don't mean to be,
We could change the question. What's the best advice you've been given?
Best advice I've been given was the same advice that I gave. Don't rush. Take your time. Enjoy the journey as well. Don't try and get anywhere too quick, because usually you'll just burn yourself out and you won't learn along the way.
Yeah.
The most important thing to becoming a good wrestler, I got told, was being slow enough and taking the time to learn everything and not just being able to do everything, like learn why you're doing it, what you're doing and when you're doing it, rather than just how to do it. So that's the best advice I've been given, and that's the same advice I would give anyone starting off.
Right, so before we go, do you want to promote your social media?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter. Instagram is tkyle01, and Twitter is @tommykyle95. And also, before we go, there's just one little tiny match from the Hustle that I want to quickly promote as well, if we can quickly get that in.
Yep.
It is a prelude to the National Progression Series from Progress. It is Gene Money versus Danny Duggan in a singles match at Hustle. So if you want to see a preview of the National Progression Series, which is so good this year, like so, so good, then we have Danny Duggan versus Gene Money at the Hustle Summer Showcase.
Gene Money's one of my favourites at the moment.
He's ridiculous. He's like, I love Gene. He's fantastic and a great, great guy, but he isn't from this planet.
No.
He's absolutely crazy, but he's absolutely killing it on the scene right now. And he's my pick to go really, really far in the National Progression Series.
Definitely. Right, so I'll put all the links in the description below the interview for your social media. And I really enjoyed speaking today. I'd love to have you on again in the future.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much. Watch the skies. I'll be flying over you. Come fly with me. Fly with your dreams. This is your captain, Tommy Kyle. Thank you very much.